Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Oh, what's happening, man? I'm all good, brother. Good to be back up in his house with you for, you know, as you get ready to ponder off into a family trip and all that other good stuff, man, and all that, you know, so we're going to have a little fun today. It's fun to come in when your favorite baseball teams put foots in the Mets again. And like I was talking in just a second ago, seeing Mike Soroka just makes my heart just feel so fuzzy, man. Mike had me feeling fuzzy, man.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, just felt so good inside.
Me too.
I mean, Michael, look, young Mike got the dollar bill. Good for him. And that damn Charlie didn't make me a liar yesterday, man. I know he didn't get to sell him, but Charlie didn't make me a liar, and I'm just fantastically overjoyed that duck pulled that truck yesterday.
Duck is pulling the truck. We saw the best version of Chuck. Everything was out there last night for the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
It was exactly what we wanted. It also kept the trend alive for Charlie Morton of, what, six innings, zero runs, then he had a bad one. Then he went six and something, zero runs, then he had a bad one. And then last night he goes six and two-thirds, zero runs, 12 strikeouts with that lineup.
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's like 18 strikeouts of a normal lineup.
Way to go, Charlie!
The first four or five of them were all looking, too. Like, he had them baffled up there, which was great to see. It is interesting, though, as you come in and you got a lead that's only 3.5 now. You got the Mets again tonight. You feel great about where the Braves are going. They won 8 games in a row and all that good stuff. That might be, in terms of the things that I'm, like, most fired up about today, like, most moved by that happened over the last 24 hours, that might actually be third. Winning that game last night might actually be the thing that I'm third most fired up about as it relates to the Braves with Soroka.
Yes.
And with Harris getting that contract
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And honestly, and we'll talk about the Harris contract and the brilliance of Alex Anthopoulos and why it's actually good for everyone in just a minute. But, like, sports has the capability of doing very special things sometimes. You can unify people, bring people together, whatever. Like, there's a lot of very beautiful things that can happen through sport. And I don't know that what Mike Soroka did last night is that. I don't know that it elevates it. But, like, for him to have gone through what he went through over the last couple of years.
Yes.
And who knows? I mean, there was probably moments where he didn't.
Of course it was.
Didn't know he was going to make it back.
Of course it was.
Especially after the second injury when he thought he was coming back and then he gets hurt again and he's got to miss an entire other year. Like, and we talk about these guys so often as if they're, I don't know, they're robots or they're just these people that exist in fantasy leagues or whatever. These are human beings, man.
Yeah.
Mike Soroka has been through a very difficult couple of years to get out there last night at all. Just to get out there at all after that journey had to feel incredible. To go out there and do what he did.
It was awesome.
He struck out 8 guys in 3 innings, and he goes out there for another inning, and he give up maybe 1 hit in 4 innings or something like that. But, like, to be that sharp and have everybody so excited to see him back out there is such a cool story. Like, I don't know where it's going to go. And we talked to Grant about it yesterday, so kind of what the realistic timeline is for him if everything goes right. Who knows? Maybe he makes it back to the big leagues this year. Maybe he doesn't. But the fact that he was out there last night doing what he did, healthy, and playing professional baseball again, what a cool thing. What a great thing.
It was awesome, man. Like you said, Andy, just the mental anguish that he's had to go through these last few years, man. First of all, tearing it, then rehabbing, because most people will always tell you that's the hardest injury to rehab. It's just a painful injury to have to rehab and come back from. And then he does that, and then it goes out again. So obviously that was a big mental hurdle for him. But I mean, just to see him out there, I know it's high A and all those different things. I don't care.
Professional baseball.
Good. It was just good.
He played
to
a
see
professional baseball game
out there doing his thing. And then, like I said, you know, the win last night, I mean, obviously, you know, Charlie went out and did his thing. Everybody else contributed. I mean, Matt Olson, that damn home run, it's still flying. I mean, that thing landed. I mean, he crushed that damn ball.
What I don't understand is, because I bring this up from time to time. Like, when we were kids, right, and you're watching games and somebody would hit a bomb like that, like Barry Bonds or McGuire or whatever, it would be like 540 feet or something like that. Like, that Matt Olson home run last night went 600 feet.
Dude, he crushed that ball.
But then StatCast is like, 441. Like, yeah, right.
Oh,
441 yards, maybe. Like, that ball was absolutely destroyed.
Yes.
Either the technology we had back then and the estimating was off, or now technology is too good or whatever. I don't like when they tell me that the home run only went that far. Because when I saw that thing, I was like, that was a full-on – like,
he assaulted the ball.
Yeah. He absolutely destroyed that. I've never seen anyone hit it that far before.
Yeah, man.
I've never seen anyone hit it on the roof of the chop
house. He crushed that ball, man. And then, you know, it was fun to see Ronnie on the bases, but I thought he was safe the first time.
Yeah,
I thought he got
was close.
On the second, no, he was the second one. He clipped the back of his leg.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, he's just out there having fun, though. I mean, you talked about if the front of his uniform is as dirty as it was, he's having fun, and for him to fly around the base the way he did, I mean,
they didn't want any part of him last
night. Nothing.
That's one way you know Ronald Acuña is back
Andy,
to Ronald Acuña.
Andy, those ball fours weren't even close.
Those were unintentional.
They weren't even close.
Intentional walk.
Yes.
They walked him four times
yes.
last night.
Weren't even close.
They
either.
Didn't want any. They said, "All right, Dansby, you can beat us, Matt Olson, whatever. Like, we're not letting Ronald Acuña beat us like he did the other night."
Yeah.
They didn't want any part of him.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he gets on the bases and he's just a
who he is.
He's just a sprinter. He goes from first to home on Dansby. Dansby, like a weak single to left center.
Yes.
I know the center fielder bobbled it, whatever. They probably called an error on it. I don't care.
Ronald Acuña
was going to score on that play anyway. Like, somebody tweeted it out last night. Is Ronald Acuña the fastest athlete in Atlanta sports? I don't know. He might be. I mean, I guess there's been instances this year where Michael Harris has run faster. Maybe it's on a play in center field or something like that. There's probably a Falcon or two, a defensive back or something like that might be able to get him in the 40 or whatever. But if you put any athlete in Atlanta sports on first base and they race to home, he's winning.
No, he's rolling. And that was just a funny thing about it. And, you know, they got their dub last night, which was, again, the most important thing. That was yesterday's box score. But the boogeyman's tonight. They got the boogeyman.
Back-to-back boogeyman.
Yeah. But
the first one.
But, I mean, you can't look at it that way. You can't.
I can.
Okay. But I'm not going to look it that way because I ain't scared. I mean, you know, I ain't got to go out there and face him.
Yeah. You don't have to get in the box against Scherzer.
I ain't got to go out there and face him. But,
I'll tell you who else isn't scared. Jake Odorizzi. Because Jake Odorizzi has pitched in a lot of big games.
Yes, he has.
Now, he's pitching tonight for the Braves. I know he's made two starts, hasn't, you know, set the world on fire or anything like that. But, like, one of the parts of the reasons why you got Jake Odorizzi in here to kind of secure that back end of the rotation is because he's a veteran. He's pitched in the World Series before. He's been an all-star. He's matched up against guys like this. Jake Odorizzi's not sitting there at the ballpark. He may be there by now. Maybe he'd get there a little bit later. He's not sitting there thinking to himself, oh, no, Max Scherzer's on the mound tonight. I've got no shot. He's pitched against guys like that before. He's beaten guys like
he's
that
sitting
before.
There playing. I ain't never scared.
You he's know, probably
he, you know, he bumping that right outside of the clubhouse. Do you think? that's what he's talking about. Yeah, I ain't never scared. Better get yourself right over there,
Odorizzi is definitely listening to that as we speak right now.
Get yourself right, Max.
Outside of the clubhouse. Yeah, they think I'm a punk. Pretty good. he's not scared. The other thing, too, is the last couple of times you faced Scherzer, you had the guy on the mound you wanted, and it didn't go particularly good.
Exactly.
Max Fried got smacked around the first time and then concussed himself the second time. So it's not like it's not like Max Fried has done any better against Max Scherzer either. So it doesn't really matter who's going out there. But, go out there, beat him tonight. Hopefully you get DeGrom tomorrow. The Mets, absolutely are not having the same conversations, and I mean Mets fans, the same cocky conversations they were having after that 4-1 series that they won a couple weeks ago.
Right.
3.5 games ain't much. August 17th, there's a lot of baseball left
no
to be
played. No doubt.
3.5 games ain't much.
The Braves
but the thing about it is, they
can't leave. They can't let the Mets lead this series with the same lead they had coming
in. Don't let it get back up to
five. You can't do that now. You can't do that. You got them at 3.5.
Get it to 2.5 tonight. Get it to 1.5. Sweep them. I mean, worst case scenario, you split these next two games and it is 3.5 and you cut into it by a couple of games.
Right.
But yeah, the way you're thinking about it today is sweep them.
Yes,
because you won the first two. You did the part that you had to do when you were facing pitchers that you can beat. By the way, they have completely wrecked Taijuan Walker's season. Like Taijuan Walker was 9-2 with a 2.5 ERA when he faced the Braves a couple weeks ago. They got him out of there in one inning and 8 runs. And last night, I know back spasms and all that, but like they've completely
ain't nothing wrong with his back. The Braves are what's wrong with him.
They have
all
torn Taijuan Walker up.
Man, Ty,
this season.
I'm calling Ty. Ain't nothing wrong with Ty. Ty just got a bunch.
You think he faked it?
Ty got the brain spasms. That's what it is. I mean, oh! Yeah, whatever, man. Get up out of here.
Got Taijuan Walker, a faker. I like that. And then, obviously, the other story from last night, which just continues. I mean, it seems like every week Alex Anthopoulos is doing this. Another long-term contract for one of these young guys. Another part of this core is signed up through, what, like 2030 now or something like that?
His whole 20s.
Yeah, his whole 20s is going to be an Atlanta Brave. And so here's the best part of it for me. Tonight is the 72nd game that Michael Harris will play.
Right.
He signed a $72 million contract yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, good for Michael.
Pretty good for Michael.
Again, I go back to the situation where, you know, you don't know the pertinent somebody's situation or whatever. Like, we were talking when Ozzy got his deal. Like, damn, Ozzy took that deal? But Ozzy came and told you. He needed that. It ain't good living over there in Curacao where he at. So he had to take that deal. I don't know what Michael's situation is and everything. I would have waited to get more.
For what? Waited when?
Well,
you know how long they can wait in baseball?
Yes, I do. But if they would give it to you now, they would give it to you next year. More next year.
Maybe.
Yeah, they would have.
Yeah.
But I would have done exactly what Michael did. But to secure his financial security.
I would have signed for 72 in the middle of the game like Michael did.
That's going to take care of his family. And his family's family. Well, plenty of bread.
Here's the thing. And I know that the people want to always say, oh, how could Michael sign a contract like that? He's worth so much
I would
much
never
more.
Say that.
That may be true. He may be worth more than
no,
that.
No, he is.
He's played 70 games.
Exactly.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Michael Harris appears to be incredibly good. So I understand why you'd probably enter into a contract like that. But if you played for any other team in baseball, you might wait 5 years
that is true.
Before you get a contract so like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In these next 5 years, you're not even arbitration. He's not even arbitration eligible for 3 more years.
Yes.
So he's getting paid $500,000 next year, $700,000 a year after that. In the first 5 years of this contract, he's going to get paid $20 million more than he would.
Which is great. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that he signed it. I'm glad he did sign it. I said me, Randy. Because if you're going to give me that right now, what's he going to give me next year?
What if I break my leg tomorrow?
And that's the reason why I said I like the fact that he signed. I said me.
72 fully guaranteed. Yeah. He's played 72 games. Yeah. I absolutely love it. They're all signed up. Every single one of them. All these guys. They're going to be here for the next 8 years.
You got a couple more you got to take care of.
Maybe. If you're Vaughn Grissom, you know what I'm thinking? I just got to bat 350 for the rest of the year. I'm going to get $70 million.
You better tell him, Jake. Hey, matter of fact, Jake, go wait for him outside the battery.
Vaughn Grissom might get $70 million by Thanksgiving if he just plays good.
Go wait for him.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
If you go up there with that bat, swing it, you got a pretty good chance.
Simple as that. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Compete and I'll see what happens.
Brian Snitker, after the game last night, saying all the right stuff. Matt Olson, during the game, doing all the right stuff. 25 homers for him now.
Yeah, man.
And that one was so...
Dude, he blasted that ball.
Just majestic is what Chip Carey said. He's absolutely right, courtesy of Bally Sports. Just the high ball. That thing went as high as it did far. Landed on top of the chop house. 25 homers for him. A bunch of doubles also.
Yes, he's been good.
He's going to sneaky have like 90 extra base hits this year. And everybody's talking about five other guys on the team, which is understandable. Yeah. There's five other guys on the team doing incredible stuff. Matt Olson's been very, very good.
Yes, he has been. Really, really good player. I look at him as, you know, because we were talking about earlier, like, remember early in the season, he had all them damn doubles, but nobody was on base and all those different things. That was always it. When he went hit a home run, there was nobody on base.
And it evened out.
It did. And now he's like, you know, I think the more comfortable he's like all the way comfortable. Because it's got to be a situation, new transition, all those different things.
If you go back and look at it, like his numbers and play have gotten consistently better since that weird Freddie Freeman weekend.
Yes.
Like, which is understandable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's replacing the guy, even if you say you're not replacing him, whatever. He's from here. He's a Braves fan. He gets it.
Right.
There's pressure on you to come in. You get the highest contract in franchise history. You come in, and there's just going to – and he was still doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But since then, it seems like he's been freed up
a little bit.
And he's been playing even better. I guess the question is, we're 1 year into it. You feel like he's been worth the contract thus far?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
There's not a lot of guys on this roster right now that you look at, because, you know, obviously with Michael Harris signing last night and you had Austin Riley earlier in the year, and you just, you know, go up and down the roster, there's a lot of young, talented players signed to long-term contracts, and Alex Anthopoulos gets celebrated for that, rightfully so. There's not a lot of guys you look at their contracts in Alex Anthopoulos' tenure and be like, I don't know about that one. Really, I mean, you know, obviously Brian's guy didn't work out too good.
Oh, I mean,
Hamels. But that was a short-term deal.
I don't think we gave Cole Hamels a fair shot. I just want to see Brian's face.
And Marcelo Ozuna right now.
Yeah,
his contract is pretty bad because he doesn't even play.
He doesn't even play. Hasn't played the last two games, obviously. And probably it's going to be interesting who's the DH tonight, because I'm sure that Contreras is going to catch tonight.
You would think,
right? Because Little D just went two in a row.
Yeah.
So you would think that Contreras is going to catch today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So if he doesn't, then you put
Little D. Contreras catches, and then
put Little D in it at the DH.
He could DH.
Yeah, Little D can DH. So, I mean.
Come on, man.
I mean, what? Come on, man. See, there you go, man.
I know there's a Little D in his last name. It just seems like one of those nicknames.
I wasn't trying to make no joke.
You said it a lot of times. Seemed like you said it more times than you normally would if you weren't trying to make a joke.
Come on, man. But anyways, Travis d'Arnaud,
call him Silent D.
I tell you what, if I'm Snick, I would look at it. I would look into it.
Look into what?
Let him be the DH today.
Yeah, or anyone else.
Or anyone else?
Yeah.
Who else got? I saw Grossman hit a bomb
last night.
The funny thing about him, which was so funny, and you saw it a little bit, like when he was running around the bases and everything, he wasn't having that dang old sword stuff. He looked at old boy like, nah, I'm cool.
Oh, he's not into that?
No, I don't think he's into that. Because, like, he came
he's
up.
He's not doing the chopping and the swords.
Yeah,
and all.
It was great. Because you know how they always pan into the dugout.
Yeah.
When they're coming up. And, like, he walked over. Like, he was walking through the dugout, slapping five, and came to old boy with the swords. And he just looked at him like,
I'm good on the swords. Good on the pink swords,
I'm good
bro.
On the sword. That's just the ball player right there, Andy. The ball player, Andy.
You're just here to play ball.
Yeah, that's
all.
It. I just want to play ball.
Let me ask you a way, way, way too early playoff roster question.
I'm listening.
But Soroka pitches last night. We'll get to him in just a minute. Pitched great in Rome. Love seeing it. Awesome story. Hopefully it continues. Ozuna hasn't played in a couple days. And you get Ozzy back eventually. You got Grissom hitting the way he does. You got Grossman now. You got Eddie Rosario. Which one of those two guys is more likely to not be on a Braves playoff roster?
Are we talking about Gossman or?
No.
Oh.
Soroka or okay. Ozuna?
Soroka or Ozuna not on.
Who's more likely to be on the playoff roster for the Braves, Soroka or Ozuna?
Probably Ozuna.
Probably Ozuna.
I don't know, man.
Soroka made one start.
That's what I'm saying. Made one start, and he was outstanding. Let's continue to see this going forward. But, yeah, right now, I probably say Ozuna.
But what is Ozuna's role? That's kind of my question.
I mean, that's the thing about it. He's going to be a DH.
For a whole game? In the playoffs?
I think
I got Vaughn Grissom available or Grossman?
This is what I have to see going forward. I have to see how good Grissom continues to play.
That's a huge unknown.
That's the one thing.
Big unknown.
And if Schnick does do what he did as far as whoever's not catching be the DH, see how that goes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a part of it.
I think that would determine more to him than me.
There's also random, who knows, unknown injuries that could happen. There's still a lot of baseball to be played between now and October.
Right.
If I'm thinking about it from the perspective of everything goes right. Like, Vaughn Grissom continues to be solid.
Right.
Ozzy comes back and is healthy. He's your starting second baseman. You could have Eddie Rosario playing left field or Grossman, depending on the matchup. So you got those guys available. And you got either Darno or Contreras catching, so one of those two guys is available at DH also.
Grossman's a switch hitter, right?
He is.
Because he hit the home run left-handed yesterday.
He did.
He hit it from left side play yesterday. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
But so that's three guys every night that are available at DH that I'd probably rather have be DH than Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not a defensive replacement. He's not a pinch runner. He could be a pinch hitter late in games.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Again, there's two guys that I'd probably rather have pinch hitting. It's amazing how far down he's fallen the
priority
list.
And another thing about that pinch hitting thing is, like, you don't have the pitcher anymore. Like, who do you actually pinch hit
in
this
lineup? There's not a ton of pinch hitting going
on. I'm talking about in this lineup as constructed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly right. There's not going to be – it's going to be a rare game where you use three pinch hitters.
Yes.
You can carry another pitcher. Maybe you do that. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens on down the line. Bo, you had something to add?
What if Vaughn Grissom hits 250 the rest of the season?
Right, there you go. That's
is that solid enough?
Totally.
Because he's right-handed, just like Ozuna.
Right. What if he completely falls off the table? Who knows?
Who knows?
He's batting – what's he batting right now?
4-something.
400.
Yeah.
So right now he's Ted Williams. He's probably not going to continue to be
right,
that.
Right, right.
Let's hear from Mike Soroka after his start last night talking about being back out there.
I feel good. That's probably the biggest thing to come out of that game and be healthy, right? I think even – going back to that game in spring training was kind of just the start of a road downhill, and that's where, you know, it's the first game in a long time that come out of it healthy. Results were good. Everything felt good. So it's fun to get back out there and play, and especially for all these people too.
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously he felt good about that, man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people up there in Rome to see him play and pitch and all those different things, and to be as sharp as he was and laser focused the way he was. It was just impressive, Bunk. It really was. And, I want to see more of it, no doubt about it. But
absolutely.
I'm not just ready like, oh, hell, bring him up to the big club.
Right, we're not starting him tomorrow.
Yeah. Not ready for that. But, I mean, with his ability, I can see him, like, making it hard, like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
I hope he does.
Me too. But, like, hey, Alex, you see this guy?
Yeah.
He looks like the old Mike Soroka. The guy who is supposed to be the ace of this staff, but
last night, just for people who might not know, he makes his return start with the Rome Braves. He goes four innings, he strikes out eight guys, he gives up one hit. In the first three innings, he struck out eight guys. Eight of the nine batters that he faced in a perfect three inning debut,
yes,
he struck them out.
Yes,
struck out all three guys in the first inning on 10 pitches.
Yes,
I mean, come on, he threw 45 pitches last night, 35 of them were strikes. It was a dream return.
Yes.
It's exactly what you want.
That's the thing about it. It went better than I think anybody expected.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely. It did. It went better than most people expected. And for him to have to go out there and be like that, just like I said, laser sharp, laser focused, and just mowing dudes down, man. I mean, he looked like Mike Soroka.
Now it's about how does he feel today?
He said,
can he go again in 5 days? Yeah. If he does in Rome, what does it look like? Then maybe you call, because I don't really know. They probably don't know. It's probably all kind of, there's contingency plans for what it looks like, but, you know, make another start in Rome. Okay, goes pretty good. Maybe you go from 45 to 50 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get him up in Gwinnett. Mm-hmm. Get him up to 60 pitches, see how that goes. I don't know how many pitches he has to be able to throw in order to make a major league. You're still a ways away from that. But step number one, A-plus. A-plus.
Pass.
A-plus for Mike Soroka last night. You love to see it. All right, here's Arthur Smith, Falcons head coach, talking about what he's thinking about ahead of their joint practices.
A lot of those conversations. I mean, the league's got their scheduling process, but with the preseason, and that's a hard job. It's a hard job logistically. You know, you just think about the amount of concerts or the United at our stadium, and then think about all the other stadiums around the league, and you definitely see concerts coming back to stadiums, and the logistical challenge for the league, they do a nice job with that. So you try to have some conversations. If we get to pair up, would you got to work together? So fortunately, you know, Robert and I talked months ago, and we were able to get this done, no different than Doug Peterson when we practice against Jacksonville next week. So a lot of it is scheduling and then having some kind of relationship with the other staff.
Yeah, it's a process to do those joint practices and everything, especially when you're traveling to go do them and everything.
They're coming here?
No.
You're going there?
Yeah, because they play the Jets up there.
Right,
so obviously,
sense.
Yeah, they're going to go up there. It's just, like I said, Andy, when you're traveling and everything, and, you know, you got the makeshift locker room that's actually in the hotel and one of the big ballrooms and, meeting rooms. And it's a lot that goes into it. But, I mean, it's competitive. It gets a little different because the people say it's more competitive than it is in the game. The one thing about it is it's more volatile. Because in practice than it is in the game. Because all you see is fights all day.
Right.
The Pates and the Pants have been fighting practice.
It's repetitive, right?
Exactly.
Instead of a normal game where, all right, we're running this play, then we're running that play. You're doing the same thing over and over again against this guy who's not your teammate.
Yes. And then you're going to get fights.
Yeah.
And so that's the unfortunate part about it sometimes. But, I mean, you get some good work in there. You get a lot of your ones. Your first teams get a lot of reps, more reps than they would probably get in a regular preseason game. But, especially when you look at this Jets front that's a little bit better, than what the Falcons have. And, you're going against Quinton Williams and those guys. It's going to give you a lot of good work.
And their offensive line, not bad either.
Very good. You lost Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, they did lose Becton. But then they signed Dwayne Brown.
Yes.
He's going to play left tackle.
Yes, he's moved.
So they moved George Fant over there to right tackle.
Which surprised me they moved Fant over.
Yeah, he was good.
Yes, it really surprised me they were going
to
do that.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We'll get to a handful of stories that didn't have a chance to get into what's trending. Big day. Atlanta United's got a match tonight as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against Red Bulls. Kickoff at 7:30, pregame at 7. We'll be right back with the back page. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday, 20 minutes away from the NFL No Huddle, kick off the noon hour, back into a little bit of Falcons audio, had a joint practice with them and the Jets. Also, safety got paid.
Oh.
Derwin James got.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of money.
Woo!
We'll get to that number, but also what he means specifically for his team and guys like him coming up in about 20 minutes as well. I do want to let people know.
All right, here we go.
Another day, another word.
Get your pencils out.
Fantasy football fans, listen closely if you want to be a part of the Coke Falcons Fantasy Football Draft brought to you by Coke Zero Sugar. All you got to do is listen every single day for the code word. Remember it, and then be caller number 9 on Friday.
Yes.
Today's code word is ATL.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's today's code word. Write it down. Save it in your notes, wherever it is you keep this stuff. And then on Friday, we'll have you call in. You caller 9, you tell us all 9 code words, and then you can be a part of the Coke Fantasy Football League with me and Hugh Douglas.
Speaking of Hugh, all of the stuff that happened to my man as far as his cars, they're going to stop making the Hellcat and Chargers.
I saw that.
So what the hell y'all going to steal now?
I don't know.
They're making an electric one.
Our brothers don't steal electric cars.
Yeah. They're putting like 2 electric engines in. It's going to have like 650 horsepower. Probably take, 3 hours to charge, give you like an hour of battery life.
Yeah, we ain't stealing that because we ain't going to know how to plug it up. You know what I mean? But, I feel bad for Hugh, man. But now, I think Hugh was the last straw because of the insurance.
Yeah, that's what Dodge said.
Hey.
Enough.
We can't deal with Hugh no more. So, you know what? We ain't going to make the damn car no more.
Fine. We're discontinuing the car. But it's such a popular car.
Doesn't matter. We don't care.
We're like tired of Hugh Douglas.
Hey, they got to find something else to buy with them NIL deals now.
Yeah. What are all the NIL deal money going to go towards? And who's going to be zooming up your backside on 400?
The damn
now?
Ultimas, man.
Oh, it's going to be
I'm
an Ultima.
I'm just telling you, dog.
Right.
Them Ultimas need to be on NASCAR tour. They got some precision handling, dog.
Yeah, you think Chase Elliott's good now? Give him a 2012 Nissan Ultima.
Dude, this dude was coming through the other day on that Ultima, Andy. Woo! I was like, what kind of horsepower he got up in that damn Ultima?
It's especially fast if it's a guy driving it, and you could tell it's his girlfriend's car.
Yes, because
it's got like a bedazzled license plate holder.
And the seat all the way back.
Yeah,
he got the seat all the way. You could tell when
there's like a bumper sticker on the back that says "Juicy" or something
like that. Yeah, you flying through flying down 285.
That's your girlfriend's car.
You know that's your lady whip. You got to go pee on the way to pick her up because he late.
That's why he's driving.
Yeah, that's
so
why he's driving so damn fast.
He's running late.
He's late. Yeah, looking like baby boy putting Dayton's on his old lady car. Come on, man.
Oh man. One of the most disrespectful scenes in movie history when Ving Rhames is in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Just sweaty.
Naked,
making eggs.
With some socks on.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Satan man!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers, the back page with Bo every single day at 11:45. Hey, Bo.
So we talked about Soroka and his wonderful pitching outing yesterday in Rome, and couldn't have gone any better for the young man. Let's hope that this continues and he can be, some help when it comes playoff time.
Yeah.
It appears, though, there's another small layer that Mike Soroka's dad has been sending him some videos. Mike Soroka's actually been training or coming back with a little bit of Mamba mentality inside of him.
My dad sent me videos of Kobe talking about him, about doubt and all that kind of stuff, and how there's no use worrying about all that. It's when it's competition time, you just got to let it go and you can think about it after, you can think back and in the car over, saying, wow, I can't believe I was thinking about that. You know, that's how it went. Part of you wonders whether you still got it too.
Remove all doubt, man. Remove all doubt.
Kobe's been a more popular player since when he retired than when he played. Because, he let everybody in to his mentality of how he trains and how he works and everything.
Yep.
And, I hope it works. And so far, like we said, we just talked about earlier in the show, first test was A plus.
Yeah, it's similar. Reminds me a little bit of Tiger, too. I know Tiger's still playing, but, like, when he was fully in his prime, in his zone, nobody was allowed in. It was competitive. Like,
right.
If you're trying to get any of what I got, you're trying to beat me. Same thing with Kobe. But then now this kind of second act for Tiger and retire Kobe, and obviously, unfortunately, Kobe's passed. But kind of similar, the relationship that he seems to have with younger players. I'll be honest with you. I follow a Kobe Bryant, like, motivational video thing on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
He had some great stuff.
Yeah.
Just a really, really, like, sometimes, I don't know, you have a weird day, whatever. You go listen to Kobe give you a little pep talk.
Yeah, man.
It gets me going.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I'm not ashamed to say that about myself.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Like
the self-talks, whatever you want to call it, self-help.
Well, especially if it was somebody that
stuff.
Was elite at what he did.
Yeah.
Kobe went at the game.
And
in attack mode.
He articulates it in such a way that's very relatable. Obviously, we're not out there trying to score 50 on the Knicks, but like the mentality that he took with him, you can apply that to a lot of different places. Anyway.
So
I'm with you, Mike Soroka.
Speaking of Braves pitchers, apparently there's a little bit of joking and gagging going on in the bullpen as Jackson Stevens took some eye black and rubbed it all on the inside of A.J. Minter's cowboy hats. I'm sure A.J. Minter wears some very expensive cowboy hats. Now, this was actually in retaliation to not a snake, but maybe a bug.
Jackson Stevens put eye black on the inside of the hat today. Was that the deal?
Yep.
Following you.
I might have put a cockroach inside of his jersey yesterday, and he might have got a little offended. I didn't think he was going to freak out, but he did.
You didn't?
And he decided to get me back today. I was a little disappointed in his joke back, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. First of all, them cowboy hats, that probably caused a grip. That's one. So me and Jax would have had an issue. But I would have punched you right in your face. You put a cockroach on me.
Yeah, because my thing is like the eye black. Okay, that's kind of a prank.
Yes.
You know, like you did a thing. But
yes.
Putting a cockroach in somebody's shirt isn't really a prank.
No, it's not.
That's just like
filth, disease carrying. Yeah. But like, I got no problem handling snakes. I got no problem chasing an otter down the river. Roaches, bro? No way.
That's
her.
That's just we would have had an issue with the roach thing.
Yeah.
Fighting words.
A big issue.
Yeah.
Because again, like a prank is like a sort of a clever, premeditated something that's gonna
you
cause.
You saw
someone
a cockroach in the clubhouse and put it in
the
shirt.
Put a cockroach in my shirt.
Yes.
That's just like
we're gonna have a problem.
It's just ridiculous behavior.
Yeah, we're gonna have an issue.
I get like chills just even thinking about that. It's just so disgusting.
I woke up one time at the old apartment we used to live at, taking a nap, and there was a cockroach crawling on my face.
How'd you not feel that first?
Huh? Oh, I was asleep. And that's what woke me up.
Maybe that's what
we had to move.
I almost burned the whole apartment complex down.
Yeah, we got to move, homie.
Yeah, man.
Did you hit yourself in the face?
I threw it.
Yeah.
I grabbed it and threw it.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything worse? And I this only happened when I was talking about Georgia Southern being the hottest place in the world, and they got them damn man-eating gnats down there in Georgia Southern. We used to go down for a camp. And I just remember one day, Andy, them damn gnats were in my ear. And I'm talking about my ears rang for a whole day. I slapped myself so damn hard. Dude, they're so frustrated. I'm talking about, dude. I think I gave myself a grade 2 concussion. I slapped my damn self so hard.
You got to get them out of there somehow.
More developments with Rodolfo Castro's cell phone, young Pirates rookie, as he has now been suspended by MLB for a game.
He should.
For the cell phone.
He should.
I agree now after actually reading about this story. So MLB examined the activity on Castro's phone and found no evidence that it had been used in the game, but that is, I guess, a huge thing. So he was definitely just TikToking.
Mm-hmm.
But if players, you know, if he's not suspended, then players, I guess, are going to start using cell phones to cheat or to steal signs.
Suspend him and fine him. All right, you big dummy. Like, you can't, I mean, that is the thing about, like, you can't, dude, you are working. You are, no. You're working in actual sporting event. It ain't no Pro Bowl. It ain't no MLB. You were in the actual game.
He was on base.
On base with your phone in your back pocket. Like, for real, dog?
The post-game forensic analysis on Castro's phone illustrates how MLB plans to approach violations of a policy that was in place before the Astros cheating scandal.
So he wasn't cheating.
No, he's been
a
dummy.
He was just on second base looking at X-Hamster.
Yeah.
He's just bored.
He's bored,
out there,
man.
Making him a TikTok.
Dude.
Who's going to be the guy that takes his phone from him, though? Like, man, I'm going to need that.
Dude. Did you see the third base coach? I looked at him like
you gotta be.
You gotta be.
He wouldn't even take it from him.
We ain't taking it from him. Yeah. I wouldn't take it. I was like, man, you know what? Go.
You're suspended now.
Yeah.
Like, starting immediately. You're out. You're suspended.
Sad news for the San Diego Padres as Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead night has been canceled.
Bet it has.
Being replaced by Juan Soto T-shirt giveaway. I wonder what they're gonna do with all these bobbleheads. Now, see, you read further into this story. So, Clestebol, what he was suspended for is an anabolic steroid.
Right.
You don't take that for ring. Do you take that for ring? Where's ringworm police at?
Hold on. That ain't what his daddy said yesterday.
That's not what he said.
No, that ain't what his daddy said. His daddy said that it was something
that it doesn't make you faster. Yeah. It doesn't make your muscles grow.
That's what his daddy said, right?
Well, what they try to say first, because whatever, Clestebol or whatever it is, there's something that sounds like that is a treatment for ringworm.
Uh-huh.
And they thought people would be dumb enough to get them confused.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, I guess, people aren't that dumb.
Right.
So he took Clestebol, thought he was taking Ambisol.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Like that. No,
he said Ambisol. He still got his baby teeth.
His dad said it was just like a lotion that they put on his face at the barbershop.
Yeah, so somebody lying.
Somebody lying.
I think it's the Tatises. I think they're the ones that are lying.
I'm almost positive it's the Tatises.
The guys that got busted for cheating. I think they're the ones that are lying.
Hey, dog.
Call me crazy.
I'm just telling you, dog. And going back to...
The problem is going to be the millions of people no longer watch baseball.
And millions
of
baseball
fans
now turning the page to somebody else.
I almost couldn't watch the Braves game last night.
What a crock of boy. He's so talented, though, and so
he's
much.
So good.
So awesome
he's
to watch.
So fun.
But, dude, I mean, motorcycles and all that other crap, man, you got to grow up.
He's got to grow
up. You got a lot of growing up to do, but, yeah, man.
Didn't his dad hit 2 grand slams in one inning one time?
Yes, he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't believe, but
that was a Sports Jeopardy question.
We don't believe you. You need more people. Because, yeah, that sounds like a straight up lie.
Yeah, it's a bad lie.
And you got us talk about ringworm people for no reason. You know, we didn't have to talk bad about the ringworm people. We weren't talking bad about them. We just stating facts.
We just said try not to get ringworm. It's pretty gross if you get it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Might have to result in using steroids.
And
to get
if you have it, don't DM me about it. Go to the doctor. Go get an ointment. Get yourself
cleaned
up.
Well, you know, Andy.
Rub some ointment on it. We'll be right back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Dave Archer is going to join us in half an hour as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.